You're listening to Sydney Live 3 till 6 with Ben Fordham, 2GB 873.
Thank you for tuning into the second hour of Sydney Live. 131873 is my number. You can email me, ben@2gb.com. Imagine being paid to stay at your own house. Well, that's what's happening with some of our state politicians. And yes, we are picking up the bill. The Daily Telegraph reveals today several New South Wales MPs are claiming a $292 a night living away from home allowance, even though they're staying in their own investment property. At least six politicians are claiming the perk to stay in their properties in suburbs including Mossman and Elizabeth Bay. Reporter Annabelle Hannessy has listed their names in the Telegraph. The MPs who admitted to claiming the perk are Parliamentary Secretary Catherine Cusack, Parliamentary Secretary Scott MacDonald, President of the Upper House Donald Harwin, Albury MP Greg Alpin, Labor's Upper House Leader Adam Searle and Labor MP for Charlestown Jody Harrison. There's another eight MPs, including Niall Blair and Duncan Gay, who are refusing to confirm or deny if they're doing it too. So, the Living Away From Home Allowance, it costs about $1.6 million a year. It's intended to help MPs cover the cost of official business in Sydney if their primary residence is more than 70 k's from Parliament House. But you see, these MPs own a property in Sydney. So they're not staying in a hotel. They're staying in their own home, but still claiming this allowance of up to $292 per night. That's not what it's meant for. It's meant to cover the out-of-pocket expense for out-of-town MPs when they're staying in Sydney going to Parliament. It's not meant to be an extra little earner for MPs who are lucky enough to have a home in Sydney. It is a rort. And I call it a rort because a rort, by definition, is to obtain the greatest benefit while remaining within the letter of the law. And that's what these MPs are doing. They are rorting the system. They're part of a rort. These politicians are claiming the living away from home allowance while living in their own home. So they are rorting the taxpayer, and there's no other way of looking at it. And if they don't like being described in that way, they should have a look at the definition of a rort, because they are in on one right now.